You're with SBS Radio.
Hello and good Friday. Today is a very special Friday because the Koori knockout kicks off today on the Central Coast. I just want to say good luck to all the teams playing this weekend. Newcastle All Blacks won last year. Let's see if they can, you know, win another year or someone's going to take over. Anyway, let's hop straight into the news stories of this week. And the first one is going to show my inner geek, I guess. So the Milky Way galaxy, is 13.51 billion years old, and the Earth, which sits in the Milky Way galaxy, is just over 4 billion years old, and we have fossils that date back to 3.5 billion years, suggesting that's kind of when life came into existence, but we also have some chemical evidence that suggests there are organisms that date back to 4 billion years ago. And us humans came into existence around 200,000 years ago, with Australia's indigenous people, you know, being the oldest living culture dating back to 80 plus thousand years. So the closest galaxy to us, the Milky Way galaxy, is the Andromeda galaxy, which is about 10 billion years old. So we still are older, but this galaxy is a lot younger. And trust me, it is proving its strength as a younger galaxy by it's on its way to eating us, basically. So this cannibal galaxy is on a collision course with the Milky Way galaxy. And within a couple of billion years, it will swallow us whole. But because of the galaxies are the same, roughly the same size, it will be an extremely destructive collision. And it is more likely that we would form one galaxy as opposed to being swallowed by this galaxy. So galaxies do swallow galaxies. And the Andromeda galaxy is no new cannibal, let me tell you. So about 7 to 10 billion years ago, it swallowed a galaxy, and then another one about 2 billion years ago, it swallowed another galaxy. And we know that it swallowed these galaxies because it left debris behind, so it left little bits of stars around the galaxy. So you see the galaxy and there's little stars that are sitting around it, which is evidence of past galaxies that have been swallowed and gone inside of this Andromeda galaxy. And yes, it is on a collision course to where the next ones. We are the next galaxy to go. So we know this cannibal galaxy is on a collision course with us after a really, really in-depth study on the Andromeda galaxy was conducted by Australian National University Professor Dougal McKay, along with international teams who collaborated and published a journal article that examined the galaxy and its path of destruction, basically. They are saying that by the time we see this collision happen, that the Earth would have already been destroyed by our sun. So our sun is, predictions say that Earth will be destroyed from the sun expanding and then, I guess, swallowing Earth as a whole. But who knows, you know, we don't want to predict how the Earth is going to end. It's a really scary thought. But yes, if we are alive to see the day, we will collide with another galaxy. We will become one and we'll probably all be destroyed in the process. Okay, moving on from that. Moving on from that depressing story. It's very interesting, but it's also kind of scary to think about. This one is from the UK, and it honestly had me in stitches when I first heard about it. So there has been a gathering of people with the name Nigel in Worcestershire, England. So 433 people gathered in a pub with the name Nigel to celebrate Nigelness. Yeah, that's what the event was called. Let's celebrate our Nigelness. Hey, everyone with the name Nigel, let's all meet up. And they did have to show evidence of their name by providing, you know, a passport or a driver's license. So the man behind it is Nigel Smith. He's a 56-year-old man. And he said he wanted to get Nigels together because a lot of people used to say his name was a bit of a joke name, and that he read in 2016, no one in the UK that was born was named Nigel. And he thought, you know, well, what the hell? My name's Nigel. It's a pretty cool name. Why aren't you naming your kids Nigel? So he decided to put this event out onto Facebook, and he advertised it through a Facebook ad, and it went viral. And all these people decided to show up to celebrate Nigelness. I don't really know what celebrating Nigelness means, but apparently they shared stories about their Nigelness. So whatever, I guess. And to celebrate being a Nigel. I kind of wish I was a Nigel now. That would have been cool. Being in the same room with everyone with your name, just sharing stories. I wonder if there were any similar experiences and stories. That would have been really interesting. And if you did go and your name was Nigel, you got a little badge that had a name Nigel on it. And they all had the name Nigel on it. It's like at a party when you're trying to meet new people, you recognize people through their badges. You all have the same. 433 people, though, in a pub is pretty impressive. But anyway, enough of that for this week. I hope you enjoyed my galaxy story and my in celebrating your Nigelness story. Anyway, it's time for the song of the week. And this week I have picked a song by Gamilaroi woman Thelma Plum. And it is a song that is an emotional song. And she talks about times where people have tried to ignore the fact that she's actually a black woman in this country. And it is called Better in Black. It's one of her latest. It is incredible. I hope you enjoy and have a good weekend. See you next week. Bye.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.